First public hearing is conditional use number 2137, John W. Ford.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for professional offices to be located on a certain parcel of land lying being in Lewis Rehoboth Hundreds, Sussex County, containing 0.5739 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the south side of Savannah Road, approximately 691 feet east of Westcote Road. The 911 address is 1530 Savannah Road, Lewis. The tax parcel is District 335, Map 12.06, Parcel 50. Staff would submit for the record a staff analysis. There was a hand-drawn site plan. There were photos, the results of the DLDOT service level evaluation that did not require a TIS, and comments from the Sussex Conservation District. Staff would note that after the 10-day rule, we did receive an exhibit booklet from the applicant. I would note there were unforeseen circumstances due to a change in an attorney due to those circumstances. If you so choose, we could hand out that exhibit booklet. The majority of that exhibit booklet does contain photos of their surrounding area. Thank you.
So yeah, typically on those, there's a 10-day rule. There's some extenuating circumstances with the health of one of the attorneys that was going to present. But in reviewing the booklets, it's basically all things that you would see if you drove down Savannah Road. It's all in the public domain or in the file. So typically with the commission, we don't have any issue with handing that out. So you want to go and slide those down?
Yep.
When you get a chance.
All right then, Mr. Willard.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman. Congratulations. It's an honor to be the first application with the new commission here. And I'm sorry about the late submission, but we did have a little issue. We didn't change attorneys. Mr. Schaub had it originally, then I just learned about it. And there's really nothing new. There's more detail in this. I represent John Ford, who's seated here. Mr. Ford owns four RE/MAX franchises, one in Hokas and Wilmington, Newark, and also one in Lewis. The one in Lewis you may have seen is located right by Red Mill Pond. This application is for conditional use on a property on Savannah Road. Most of you, I know you, Mr. Wheatley, have seen quite a few of these. So I'll move fairly quickly here, and if you have questions, I'm going to follow along with my exhibit book as well. The property is located at 1530 Savannah Road. It's approximately a little over half an acre, 0.5 acres. It's on the southeast side. It's right next to, if you're familiar with Savannah Road, right next to the Grange and right next to a podiatrist's office. He's asking for a conditional use to be able to renovate this, not necessarily renovate it, but he's going to renovate it. That's part of the plan, and use it as a RE/MAX Realty office. You'll have in tab one the site plan, which is done by Pannoni. You can see in that it folds out, so it's kind of hard to read, but you can still see it. The darker area of the building is what he's planning to add to it eventually to increase the square footage, and that would be a second story project to add the square footage in the offices. And you can see the verticals, and you can see what's there in tab two. As part of the site plan, he's going to try to keep as many trees as they can. The fence in the back is going to remain. The drive, obviously, an entrance is going to have to be approved by DLDOT. This is what they've come up with, the plan to have the just one place to come in, one place to go out, and all parking would be in the rear. There would be just handicap parking in the front, which I think is required. We put enough parking spaces in there, 90, to match the square foot requirement, which is one per 200 square foot. If we get approval from here till final, there may be some issues with stormwater and things like that. We'll have to deal with that. But clearly, that's plenty, if not too much, parking. But we've provided that for purposes of this site plan. If you go to tab two, you'll see what's there now. I apologize, they're not great pictures. I didn't send any of those to you, Ms. Cornwell. But they show the building that's there. That's sort of an older Lewis building, typical of that area. What's interesting about that area is it clearly is a unique area of Sussex County and Lewis, where it's developed with a lot of small, but for maybe one or two, businesses. Most of them are doctor's offices, an accounting office. There's a couple real estate offices and various buildings, but they've all sort of kept to the residential look to them. And that's what Mr. Ford intends to do as well. He doesn't intend to change it that much. And therefore, you can see in tab 3 just some vertical renditions of what he proposes to keep the facade with the pediment the way it is. And I'm on tab 2 now, just going through that. You can see the second story would be in the rear, which would keep the same pitch roof as roofs and add some square footage. As far as the footprint's concerned, there would be no setback problem with what he's proposing. It's a half acre and there's plenty of space there. Obviously, one consideration you have in granting a conditional use is how it affects neighboring properties. We submit to you that because of the similar uses nearby, and I believe your planning director concluded the same thing in her recommendation that it's consistent with the area, there's a lot of similar stuff going on near there. And tab 4 demonstrates the location of those the addresses of those locations and what the uses are. I don't need to run through them all. They're part of the record. You can see all the medical offices, and there's a hair salon, daycare. And just to drive home the point, this is where I got all these pictures, Ms. Clement. I told her I wasn't going to run through all of these, but we can go through them really quickly. We'll call this a walk down Savannah Lane. And you can do you have the clicker?
You can make it a drive if you want.
Yeah. Drive. A freeway.
Yeah.
Some of you have been to some of those doctors, I hope, and it turned out well. There's my doctor, plastic surgeon, urologist, pivot. Oh, that's one of the larger things, Baird Mandalis. And there's Child's Play, a daycare, the Fringe Hair Studio. There's a shrink's office, a counseling office. There are two of those. There's this another psychologist. There's Wilgus. That's a real estate office.
Sure, that's politically correct.
Foot World, chiropractor. That one, that might have been the one right next door. Right next door is the podiatrist. It used to be Dr. Pando's office and the podiatrist. Right next door, the other side is the Grange, which is also used as a church. And that's right up getting closer to, what's it called, Quaker's Corner or something.
West Coast Corner.
West Coast Corner. Yeah. So, and you have those pictures in there for the record as tab 5 to demonstrate that it is consistent.
That's plenty.
Miss, that's plenty? You got enough?
We're good.
We're good. Okay, moving right along.
Yeah.
Mr. Ford went out of the way to actually write the letter found in tab 6, and that letter was written to all the neighbors in the area, I think well beyond maybe the 200-foot rule, in introducing himself, letting them know what they would do, what he planned to do. Tab 7 shows the addresses he sent them all to. And I'm here to report that he's here to report that he got no response, and he left his phone number in there, so I don't think anybody's concerned. When I last checked the file, there was no opposition in there, and I didn't hear any red tonight.
I think we appreciate the effort, though. To keep the public informed, so thank you.
And the sewer is available if it has to go beyond what's permitted there as far as ETUs. He's going to be responsible for those costs. That's in tab 8, tab 9, no TIS, less than 50 trips a day, they said. And that's really all I have. I have an aerial view, but we don't need to submit that. I have proposed conditions and also proposed findings. Before I do, maybe I'll call Mr. Ford up just to verify the record. John, you want to come up?
Sure.
But you don't swear him here, do you?
No.
I get confused with Board of Adjustment. So yeah. You've heard my representations to the commission tonight. Are they true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, they are. We do need you to state your name.
And your address.
Okay. My name is John W. Ford. The address that I'm here for tonight is 1530 Savannah Road, Lewis, Delaware. My home address is 18 Brenton Way, Elkton, Maryland, just right outside of Newark, where I grew up.
Are there any questions for Mr. Ford? Before I close, I do have proposed conditions.
Did you want to ask him? Because I think we interrupted you on his name and place of residence, just to affirm what you said.
Thank you, Mr. Robinson. You've heard my representations to the commission. Are they true and correct, to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, they are.
I've had prepared some conditions with your help here tonight. Mm-hmm. One of them says that you anticipate this office, once it's renovated, to perhaps be open from 8 in the morning till 8 at night, Monday through Saturday. Is that correct?
That's correct. It may not even be that.
And then we've also indicated that maybe you'll have Sunday hours, but by appointment.
Yeah, weekends are by appointments.
I do have one question. Do you want to sign?
We've also indicated on the site.
We're going to get there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Sorry.
On the.
Kind of jumped ahead, didn't I?
Right.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to be an animated sign. No, we didn't put that. On the site plan, it shows the location of the sign. In the proposed conditions, we've asked for one monument sign that's 32 square feet, similar to the other ones in the area. I know signs are kind of a hot topic, and if a conditional use, if that's what I've seen done before, that's why we're asking for that. Is that what you're asking for?
Yes.
Okay. Otherwise, we understand if it is approved, we have to submit a final site plan and abide by any other regulations, delve out, et cetera, stormwater. I'm finished unless you all have questions of me or Mr. Ford.
All right, sure. Well, let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you, and we will start with Ms. Hoey Stevenson.
Let's see. So you gave us the hours. How, and you gave us how many parking spaces in this plan that we just saw. How many parking spaces is the total?
19. And that should be, as far as the square footage, it should be one for every 200 square feet.
And generally, how many people will be at the office?
Well, it's the profession of selling real estate, so it's not like they're there.
You're hoping they're not sitting around.
Exactly. So we have one staff person, and I would say on average we may have three or four people there at any given time. I guess if we're fully engaged there with a meeting or something, we may have 15 people total.
Okay.
Currently.
REMAX doesn't do any rentals or anything, do they? It's just sales?
We do have a rental department. It does not exist in large quantity in Sussex County, but as a franchise owner, I do have that. That may be a future use of what we're doing. We have, I mean, it's real estate sales, so it's all of the parts of real estate sales.
Well, yeah, it's just a traffic issue if, you know, if you're going to be doing weekly rentals, then that's a lot more people coming in than sales necessarily. But that's what I was asking. All right, so that could be a possibility. And that's you already told us about the sign, so I'm good. Thank you.
Hey, Mr. Hudson.
No questions, thanks.
Okay, Mr. Hopkins.
No questions.
Ms. Wingate.
I do have one question. The number of parking spaces that you have shown already, is that the minimum that you're required to provide? Because I'm just curious about your stormwater management. I'm thinking with the impervious.
Yeah, it is the minimum. And there's a note, if you can read it, if you have a magnifying glass,
yeah.
Saying that stormwater management may have to go underground.
Okay.
Depending on that, if we can get less parking spaces, then we might be able to do stormwater. But that's something that we're definitely going to have to address at final.
So. Let's say at certain times we have allowed people to do less parking, but to leave an area designated for future parking if it is needed. How many spaces do you think you might need that we would consider? We might just say all 19, but just curious, what are you, you say you might not need that many, how many might you not need?
Or how many would you need?
How many would you like to have?
I'd like to have what we're applying for.
Okay,
this is the
thank
best
you.
Answer.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, that's fine.
I just don't know what the future holds.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Counselor? Any questions?
No questions. Thanks,
Ms. Cornwell.
I'm sorry.
None, thank you.
Ms. Boklovich?
None, thank you.
Ms. Walls?
None, thank you.
All right, then. Gentlemen, if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. If there's anyone here who wishes to speak in favor of conditional use number 2137, John W. Ford, please come forward. Okay, is there anyone here who would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2137? Anyone on the commission have any further questions?
Mr. Wheatley, I do. You just need to restate some. I was taking notes, and on the sign, if you could just state what you stated.
Yeah, if I'm glad you brought it up, is it okay to submit these conditions
yeah,
that
it
we
is.
Talked about?
To give them to our
yeah, and
to
I think
director.
They include one sign, 32 square feet.
Okay.
And it's depicted on the site plan location.
Okay.
Right by the drive.
Okay, yes. Okay.
Thank you. That's all I had in mind.
Okay, Mr. Willard, one more question for you, Mr. Hudson.
Do you want that sign to be lighted?
I think it should be.
Okay.
One, I do, because I wrote one lighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet. But the lighting also, all exterior lighting shall be downward screened so that it doesn't shine out. That's the standard that you usually accept. Thank you, Mr. Hudson.
All right, then. Given we've had a little bit of extra discussion, I'll ask one more time. Is there anyone who would like to speak who might have an interest in this application this evening? Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening and see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Our next public hearing.